Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It is a Friday morning, and it's time for the sweet and spicy truth game. And, man, we've assembled the skeleton crew here because, you know, Ashley, Jesse, and Grover are all down in Nashville at this country radio seminar.
Yeah.
So we've roped in Anna to do this with
What's
us today.
Up?
Yeah. Good morning, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
So the question is, and this is all going to be one of those editions where everybody answers the same question. This is stemming from you having that misconnection with that gentleman at Blue Ash Chili.
Oh, yeah.
Or has anything come of that? I know you were talking about it a lot. Has he come forward?
No, nothing has really come of it. So I went to Blue Ash Chili a couple weeks ago, and while I was waiting on my friends, there was this really cute guy that was sitting across from me, like in the waiting area. I could tell we were looking at each other, and we sort of did like, hey, how you doing? And he told me I had beautiful eyes. Oh. And then I felt like there was more to it, but my friend came and we went to the table. I told my friend about it, and by the time one of my girls was like, hey, let's go over there and try to get his name or something, he was gone. So when I talked about it on the radio, the owner of Blue Ash Chili found out about it, let us talk to her. She watched it on the cameras, said he did several double takes as I walked away. She tried to help us. She has his picture from the camera, like in their office, and had a staff meeting to tell them if they see this guy, that they need to get her. Yeah, like they need to come and get her, but they all know. Cincinnati Chili Week sent out a push notification on their app saying Anna from B105 is looking for a missed connection, but nothing's come of it.
So he could be in a relationship already.
Several people said that, but
yeah.
I don't feel bad about that. If this man is in a relationship and he was hitting on me, then I guess that's what you get.
Yeah, sure.
A few people brought that up. I'm like, I don't care either way. I'm telling my story.
You're hitting on a woman with a microphone.
Yeah, that was your fault. Yes.
So that misconnection aside, have you ever had another one that was as significant as that, or is that it?
No, that's it. I've never had anything like this happen. And I don't think I'm the kind of person that would normally go after something like that. If I meet somebody and nothing comes of it, I'm usually like, eh, whatever. But I could tell that there was something there. You ever have a conversation with someone and you're like, there was something there? I just could tell.
Statman, got to think back way back before Kayla. Did you ever have a misconnection where you felt like you were vibing with somebody? It got to a point, but then it like Anna's. You turn around, everything's gone, and we don't have the benefit of security cameras and social media and app pushes and all that. So did you have one?
I got to think way back, and yes, it was at the maybe it was the ACM Awards years ago.
Ooh.
And we're doing this radio thing, all these country singers are sitting down and we're interviewing, and I believe her name was Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Julie
Roberts. Her name is Julie Roberts.
Okay. That's
Julie Roberts.
Julie is the actress. Julie was the singer.
I think she had like a one-hit wonder or something. Our interview, we were totally vibing. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's just playing it up to get a song on the radio or something. So then later I see her at an after party. I'm like, oh, hey there. And she came all the way across the room, was like, hey, you. We had a wonderful conversation. Okay, she had to go do something. And then later she's like, what room number are you in? I'm like, oh, my.
Ooh.
Oh, this is going somewhere. Went nowhere. That's the last time I ever talked to her. I don't know what happened. But yeah.
So what do you think?
She gave me her room number. And I'm like, maybe I should go over there. yeah, I couldn't get on her floor with my key card. I tried. And that was it. I don't know if I stood her up or she stood me up, but nothing ever happened.
Okay.
Now she's happily married and I'm happily married.
Perfect.
I'm checking right now, Stat. I mean, you know, she's still there kicking around. Woo, look at that. Statman had that.
Wow. Coming oh, my gosh, Stat.
Julie Roberts.
Yeah, but you have Kayla now. Yeah. Come on.
Upgraded.
She got nothing on Kayla.
That's right. Yes, yeah. I got the long term. That just would have been a night.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I guess that's my closest.
Just say the stat. She's 45.
I know. I'm 45.
Damn.
I know.
Kayla's going to put a foot up my butt.
Yeah.
All right. Quickly, change the subject. How about you, Dave?
All right. I was doing the morning show at the station in Nashville, and one night I was at this bar in Nashville, which is probably where they're building Morgan Wallen's thing now, but it was called the Ace of Clubs. It was a pretty big hangout. I'm in there dancing one night. We're just having fun and dancing, and with some folks from work, and I keep looking at this one girl who's dancing, and she's making eye contact with me, and I'm like,
yeah,
every time. So it got to be that point where I'm like, is she, maybe she's looking at somebody else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I turn around one time and she's pointing at me, and I'm like, okay, now wait, this something's going on.
Yeah.
Here. This club had like a loft area up at the top above the dance floor where you could walk around.
Okay.
So I found my way up there, and then here she came. And I was like, sure, were you pointing at me out there? She was like, yes. And I was dancing with another girl. I should have said that at the front. I said, why were you pointing at me? Because she said, I know who you are, and I think you could do better than that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and a cough.
It wasn't your goofy dancing. No, I was like, look at that guy over there.
Wait, what does that mean?
She was pointing at me and looking at me because the girl I was dancing with, she thought I could have done better with. And that was her line. And I was like, that's the most amazing line I've ever heard. So wow.
Was that girl you were dancing with your girlfriend?
No, she was
just a random chick.
I knew her, but I mean, but whatever. It was like, okay, we're up there and she kisses me.
Ooh.
This girl kisses me and I'm like, oh, okay, so this is going on. Turns out it was not a misconnection. This was a unplugged connection because I said, so what's the deal? Can we go out sometime? And she goes, no, we can't. I said, wait, what? Why did you go through all this? She goes, I'm actually here on my bachelorette party.
And, oh my God.
And my fiance is picking me up here in a couple of minutes.
And she kissed you?
She kissed me. And I'm just like, all right, where is that guy? I'm out. I'm done. I'm gone.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know. Does that count as a misconnection? Maybe for her.
Sort of. Well, yeah. For you, too. Maybe she wanted to just get one last shebang in before her big day.
Is that really a shebang?
Kissing? I don't know. Maybe it was for her.
Yeah.
Maybe her husband was like the only guy she's ever been with. Ever.
I don't know.
And she's like, I have to kiss one other guy before
and
I
I'm going to pick
commit.
Big Dave from the Big Dave and the Duke show on KDF.
It was her last chance, man. She took it.
She was scraping the bottom.
She's like, I'll get the radio guy.
That's a sweet and spicy truth. Thanks to Anna for coming in with us. It's 6:36.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It is Friday, March the 1st, 2024. Time to find out what's buzzing on the B. And today it's all about snack time, Statman. Because they have put out a survey to find out what is the most popular snack in America. What do people search the most for on the internet? What are they buying? What are they snacking on? You have any ideas what you think it is? Now, this is junk food.
Yeah, so like Cheez-Its. You're talking something like that or Pop or, okay, Doritos. That would be my answer.
Dude, you are so close.
Oh.
Doritos came in second to Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh,
Rice Krispie Treats have overtaken Doritos as America's favorite new snack.
I guess they like sweet instead of salty.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see them now. I mean, used to, you only got Rice Krispie Treats at like a bake sale or if you made them at home.
Yeah, Mom made them.
Yeah, but now they're everywhere. You see those little packets. You can buy a box with like 15 of them in there.
Have you seen the big old like sheet cake looking ones? They're giant.
No.
They're for like making literally cakes or like cutting designs out of. Yeah, they're bigger than your head.
Are you ready to have your mind blown with something?
What's that?
One time I made Rice Krispie Treats with Fruity Pebbles because I was like, that's something I'd like to try, and they turned out great.
I've had those.
You know, I guess you could make them with Cocoa Pebbles too.
I've done that and drizzled chocolate on top of them.
Man.
Dude, I'm a snack fiend, man. I've done it all.
So HubScore is the one that did this report after going through the searches and everything else. So they even broke it down state by state, and Ohio and Kentucky no wonder, Stat, you was born in Ohio and now live in Kentucky. The number one snack is Doritos.
My kids will go through a bag in a day.
But Indiana is Rice Krispie Treats, and they had 18 states where they were number one. Doritos was number one in 16 states. However, Doritos completely dominated the southern states. So,
well, there you go.
What flavor Doritos are you?
I like Cool Ranch, but my kids like the nacho.
I like the taco-flavored Doritos, but they're hard to find.
I haven't seen them in a while.
When the guy that invented the Doritos passed away, they always said his favorite flavor was taco, and they brought them back for a while. I was like, these are really good, but then you can't ever find them in the store now.
Man, something tells me they're on the internet somewhere.
I need a box of them, please, right now.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, doing the Choices of America game right now, and we've got Aaron from Mason here with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So, do you know how this works?
I do. I remember playing this game, but I was in, like, grade school and middle school.
Did you call it a cootie catcher?
No, I don't even remember what we called it, but when we were doing schoolwork, well, supposed to be doing schoolwork, we were making those.
Yeah. All right. Statman's got one right now, so what does Aaron need to do, Stat?
All right, first you're going to have to pick a color, red, white, blue, or purple.
Let's go with blue.
Blue, all right, and then I spell it out, B-L-U-E. And you get 1, 2, 5, or 6?
Let's do 5.
5, all right, for B105. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in high school?
Oh.
Besides getting caught making cootie catchers by the teacher.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, the most embarrassing thing that happened to me was I wound up passing gas when bending over to pick up my pencil that I dropped in class.
Whoa. Now, if a guy did that, it's funny, but if it's a girl, whoa-oh.
Then you're gross and you're shamed and you're shunned. And oh, man. I mean, let's be real, it is human nature, but still.
What class was this in?
It was in math.
Oh, man.
And is it audible enough that everyone heard it?
The people around me heard it. Like, our desks weren't too far apart, but there was definitely several people that heard it.
Aaron, that's the kind of event that would produce a nickname. Were there any that came from it?
No, actually, no. I mean, not that I was called to my face. Probably behind me, though. You know,
yeah, behind your back. They had some doozies, I'm sure. Congrats, Aaron. You got the tickets. Way to go.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
You're going to all 4 days of Voices of America Country Music Fest. It's going on August 8th through the 11th with Ernest, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, and now you.
That's super awesome. I loved it last year. I'm sure I'll love it this year.
And if you come by the B105 tent and someone drops a pencil, we got it, okay? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I probably won't pick it up. I'll be like, I'll just go buy you a pack.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
The Choices of America game, and we welcome Amanda from Westchester into the show here. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
And it is for Voices of America tickets, and that's right there in your backyard at VOA Park in Westchester.
Yeah.
Did you go last year?
No.
You didn't? Well, let's make sure we don't do that this year because it is time to do the Choices of America game. And Statman is holding one of those little paper fortune tellers. Stat, what's it officially called?
A cootie catcher. You've done this before, haven't you, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay, back in grade school, right?
Yes, and I have an 8-year-old daughter that just learned how to do
it. Oh, okay. All right, well, let's do it right now. Take it away, Stat.
All right, it starts with you picking a color, red, white, blue, or purple?
Purple.
Purple, okay. P-U-R-P-L-E. 3, 4, 7, or 8? Pick a number.
8.
All right, let's see. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened on vacation?
Ooh.
I got knocked over by a wave and thought I was going to drown.
Well, wait. So where were you?
We were on Myrtle Beach visiting family. And I got off into the water and got knocked over, and the wave kept coming, and it just kept knocking me over. And my husband was, like, seriously looking at me like, is she going to be okay?
So he wasn't coming to your rescue or anything. He just was like, oh, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's not Amanda, can I share something with you real fast? The first time I ever stepped foot into the ocean, I was doing the same thing as you, just standing there letting the waves hit me. I turned around and a huge wave came up, hit me right in the face, and I swallowed a ton of salt water.
Ugh.
Okay?
Yep.
And then you know what happened next? I yacked into the ocean, and I'm just like, what in the world? But I quickly learned that you can do that and look, and 5 seconds later, it's completely gone. It's like, it's out of there. Hey, and you are going to the Voices of America Country Music Fest, girl.
Oh,
yep, all 4 days you're going to be at the Voices of America Country Music Fest, August 8th through the 11th. We got Al Dean, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt on the stage, and a whole lot more. We'll see you there.
I'm so excited.
So you missed it last year in your own backyard. This year, you can't say that.
I am so excited.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Happy Friday. Happy March the 1st. And with it being March the 1st, that means February's thaw-out Thursdays are now over. We had 5 Thursdays in February this year, and that means we sent 5 different people to sunny Florida for a 4-day, 3-night stay at the Pink Shell Beach Resort.
Well, February is over, and now March. Yep. How about we do it again?
Well, we got something really fun to announce right now here on B105, and I hope you're ready and you're paying attention because here it comes.
B105. B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
All right, so this is the way it's going to work. You got to have that B105 free mobile app, and you got to be listening on that B105 mobile app. Make sure it's registered, and most importantly, make sure your info is up to date on it, because we got to have the right number to call you. And next Friday, starting at 7 o'clock here on the Big Dave Show, we're going to start calling people listening on the B105 app. We can see who's listening. We're going to call you, and when you answer the phone, you need to say this.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
One more time.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Now, if you pick up your phone next Friday morning after 7 o'clock and you say hello or hi or good morning or anything else.
Who's this?
Yeah, we're going to hang up and call the next person. If you do pick it up and say this.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
You need to have your bags packed and be ready, because this is called instant spring break for a reason. You have to be able to leave for Florida next Friday, March the 8th. This prize is non-transferable. You win it. You better have your bags packed, because that afternoon, yeah, you will be going to CVG. You will be on a plane, and before you know it, you are in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
So you got to be ready to go literally that day. If you don't already have the B105 app registered and on your phone and everything else, you need to get it done, so you'll be listening next Friday morning at 7, and when we call you,
you say, I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
If that's the first words out of your mouth, B105 is going to send you to Florida right now.
Hey, look, here's my tip. If anybody calls you next Friday in the 7 o'clock hour, just answer by saying, I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Exactly.
Even if it's your kids.
If you recognize the number, still do it.
Yeah.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Okay, so who was right last night this morning is a first, because we have a person on the line with us. We have their email, and there's a very specific reason why it's just an email, and I'll read this to you. It came to BigDave@B105.com. I'm going to read this verbatim. First of all, I don't want to do this one in person because I'm afraid some of the people involved might recognize my voice because they also listen to B105.
Okay, that explains why she's emailing and I'm not calling her up. Yes. Okay, gotcha.
I have a problem with my best friend and her husband. Me and her have been friends since we were little, but I've also known her husband since we were in high school, and we're close too. I recently found out that she's having an affair and cheating on him. She didn't tell me this, but another mutual friend saw her and this other man out together in a park and saw them kissing. I hate the feelings I'm having right now. I don't like being around her now because I know she's hiding something from me. And I really don't like seeing her husband because I know he's being cheated on and has no idea. It's really got me in knots. The other friend who told me about this said I should tell the husband about it, but I feel like I should talk to my friend first and ask her point blank if she's cheating, just to see if she'd be honest with me. I'd love to know what you guys think. Should I tell her husband or talk to her first? Thank you. Wow. Yeah. All right. So
that's a tough one, man. Because she knows both of the people involved in that.
Yes. So, Stat, what do you go with here, man? I mean, wow.
You can kind of hear her gut is telling her that she needs to talk to the female friend. And that's where I think she should start off with.
Just tell her bestie there that...
Well, figure out what's going on with the bestie. If the bestie wants to go down a lying road and... whatever, that's one thing. Maybe those other two people are in a separation or, you know, going through something that she doesn't know and marriage might be falling apart already.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put fuel on the fire and tell the husband, though.
So you're saying talk to your friend and don't.
Yeah, talk to
your
friend.
I really feel for this person because obviously she cares for, of course, her friend since she was little and her husband that she's known since high school. You know, they probably do a lot of things together. And wouldn't that just put a big shadow over everything you do if you go out with them and they're together and you know something about her and you know something that's happening to him? It's just a terrible situation.
I've been there. Oh,
you,
yeah.
You have?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I said nothing, and they are actually still married to this day. And I think they're better that the other person doesn't know.
Okay.
It's just a pill I'll swallow and take to my grave.
I'm thinking that you maybe talk to your friend.
Yeah,
and say, you know, I feel like there's something, maybe coax her into it. I feel like there's something you're not telling me. You seem to be holding on to something. Is there something going on with you that we can talk about and see where it goes from there? I don't think you tell the husband before you talk to your friend, but let's see. Let's open it up. 749-B105 and also through the B105 app. What do you think? Should she talk to her friend or should she just go right out and tell the husband? And I think everybody listening right now would not want to be in her shoes.
No. Thank you.
Absolutely not. So let's do this. Who was right last night? We'll see what you have to say.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night this morning was a first because we didn't have a person on the line with us. All we had was their email because they wished to remain anonymous and worried that their voice would be recognized on B105. But she found out that her best friend is having an affair on her husband. Now, she's been best friends with this woman since they were little kids, but she's also known her husband since they were in high school, so she's very close to him as well. The friend that saw them out kissing in a park told her about this and thinks she should tell the husband. And she's like, I think I should talk to my friend first. She's all torn up about it. I can see why she didn't want to be on the air with us.
Yeah, you don't want to hold that secret for somebody else. But sometimes, hey, I guess we'll see what other people think. I feel like it's not your business.
All right, so we're kind of split on this morning. All right, Lori, where do you fall on this? What's your advice?
I say she needs to butt out. She didn't witness it. This other person may be trying to set her up.
You know, maybe, but I mean, why would you do that to somebody, though? I mean, say, hey, I saw this happen, but it didn't really happen. But you make a good point there. Thank you. Cassie, what do you say here?
She absolutely needs to talk to her friend first, but irregardless.
You did that.
You're in my wife.
She has to talk to the guy, to the husband. Someone who has been in those shoes before, either way, he needs to know.
Eventually, but don't you think she should talk to her friend first?
Yes, talk to the friend first.
That's what Ken says through the B105 app. I think she should talk to her friend first and then say, if you don't come clean with the husband, I'll have to tell him. All right, Donald, what do you say about this?
If you've been friends for that long, you should be able to have a conversation. I think she should just go talk to her, because if she's cheating, there's already problems in the marriage, so you're not going to start anything that's already not been started.
That's kind of what Christy's saying. Such a horrible position to be in. But I'm going to agree with Stat and Big Dave. Talk to your friend. There may be more to the story than she knows. And you might need to be there for your friend.
Yeah. Well, man, so many great comments coming through the app and 749-B105 this morning.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So you might not know this, but they've got these mad scientists that work at Grater's Ice Cream. And their whole job is just to sit around and throw names out about ice cream and say, let's make an ice cream out of that. Right? And Chip Grater is with us now, and he is one of those people. How you doing, Chip?
Good morning, you guys. How are you? Thanks for having us today.
Well, when you say you're going to drop a brand new mystery flavor, we're like, get in here and let's get this out now. So,
is this your brother's creation? He's the maddest of mad scientists.
He absolutely is. I mean, traditionally, he's been the mad scientist of ice cream for all my working career, so... Yeah, this. I think he came up with this, or he perfected it, I think.
And all right.
We've all helped him a little bit along the way, but...
I'm going in for a bite now.
Yeah, definitely.
As we bite, you tell everybody what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so today drops lemon meringue pie, and it was a bonus flavor last summer, if anybody was lucky enough to get in and get it, and it turned out to be one of our most popular flavor last summer. So yeah, we brought it back as a full-time flavor, and it's got a really cool pint. And so, yeah, it's kind of a lemon base. It has a pie piece in it.
Yeah,
and it has this little lemon cluster that I totally love.
Mm. Dude, it's just the right amount of tart. That is delicious. And you can actually taste like whipped cream in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it has like a meringue.
Yeah, the meringue.
Meringue.
I mean, anybody that likes those lemon head candies is going to love this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is available now. How long is it going to be around, Grater's?
For now, it's a full-time flavor. So,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about it. It'll come to grocery here soon. And it's in all of our stores today. And get a cone. We have a sundae for it. And it'll be fun, really fun.
Now, we got Pie Day coming up, 3.14. Are you going to have this as a pie?
That is a great question. Yes, we're going to have a lemon meringue pie with this ice cream. Well, it's a limited edition, so just available in our stores. And it's a really good-looking pie. It's a beautiful pie. So we're excited about that. It's going to drop, like you said, on 3.14, 3.14. So,
man, this is amazing. Okay, so Grater's new flavor, lemon meringue pie. Ice cream, and then you have lemon meringue pies on Pie Day.
Yeah, how about that?
You're over there eating it now while I'm asking you questions.
Come on.
You can't even control yourself.
I can't control myself.
This is delicious.
And it is also March 1st, and so one of my favorite flavors that shouldn't get overlooked is mint cookies and cream. It drops today also. It's our seasonal flavor. We have it every year for years and years and years. And it's mint ice cream with mint Oreos, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
Super good. All right.
And I will do your job and remind everybody, if you want to get your Easter bakery orders in right now, I would do that at Grater sooner than later.
Absolutely.
All right, Chip Grater. Great stuff.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Lemon meringue pie ice cream. Another home run. Let's get it. Come on. Yeah.
Thanks.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. That's one of my favorites from Joe Nichols there. Give me that girl. And, you know, he is at Lori's Roadhouse tonight, but we couldn't wait till then. We got to get him on the phone right now, and he joins us here. Joe Nichols, how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing fantastic today. How are you guys doing?
We're wonderful, man. I mean, you're getting back now. You had a gig at Lori's Roadhouse last year, but you had to postpone it and move it, and something had come up. So we're glad that we can get you back here into the tri-state.
Man, thank you, guys. That's an awesome venue. I'm looking forward to coming back. And I appreciate all the support over the years. You guys have been incredible to me. And like I said, it's a great venue. So glad to be coming back.
We're happy to support you through the years here at B105. And even though, because we're in Cincinnati, and, you know, this is Reds country, and you're from another Reds country. I mean, you know, your fandom is, I should say, the St. Louis Cardinals, brother. And this is just hard, you know, for us to, all right, here's Joe Nichols now. But, you know, he is a Cardinals fan.
Oh, yeah, man. But, hey, there's life beyond baseball. I grew up a baseball fan, really. I like the Reds as much as anybody. I love Joey Votto. I love Brandon Phillips, great player back in the day, not too long ago. But, man, they had some wonderful 90s teams, Chris Sabo. So I'm a baseball fan in general, man. I even like the Cubs sometimes. That's crazy. But,
you know, it's hard not to root for him, you know. So your dad, he was a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yeah, he worked actually at Busch Stadium there for a while when I was a little kid. He was security guard for a minute. And in the off season, in the wintertime, when there was snow on the field, on the AstroTurf back then, he used to let us run around the base path. That was really cool.
To be the greatest thing ever. So when there was snow on the field and you got to run the bases, did you do the Pete Rose slide?
You know, probably head first. Oh yeah, man. Charlie Hustle. That's a good time, man. I wish they made ball players like that again. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah,
that guy was incredible.
Oh, insane. So we got Joe Nichols on the phone here with us. He is at Lori's Roadhouse tonight. So Joe, you've been doing this for a while. I don't want to make you sound old or anything like that. I'm just saying, your first song came out in 2002, and you when you go to these clubs now, and obviously there's going to be some kids there that were barely, you know, alive when your first song started coming out. Does it surprise you that these young kids know all the words to your songs?
Well, yeah, that's always great, man. I love, you know, early on I had a goal of making music that was timeless. I tried to make music that was timeless and that carried on, you know, through the years, not just what was relevant or hot at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that classic country sound that I always tried to have, you know, I think sometimes that just carries through. I love the old George Strait records. They still sound great to me. I got to go back and tell you a funny story. Way back in 1996, 1997, I had a little independent deal on Intersound Records. And my very first album was a little independent record that was put together in about 3 days. And I remember at the time we were trying to get radio to play this song. And there's a guy named Rusty Walker. I don't know if you guys know Rusty.
No.
But he was like a radio consultant. And he said, these are the 10 most powerful radio stations. And if you can get these 10 radio stations to play your record, then you got a hit. And top of the list, B105, man. Oh,
well, how about that? That's a little feather in our cap, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wasn't around here then. Did we play it?
I don't remember if you played it or not, but it always stuck in my mind, man. If you get those guys to play your record, then you've got something special. So over the years, I've been really blessed with you guys, so thank you.
You got it. One last thing, Joe. I run into women all the time, and their favorite song by you, and it was a hit for you, but it wasn't like Broken Heartsville, a number one, or Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off, but I bet you're going to know what I'm saying here. It's their go-to song when they're out with the girls. She Only Smokes When She Drinks.
Man, I tell you what, that's another one that surprises me. That one's up there, man. It's been played a lot since its release back in 2003. And it's carried over, man.
Joe Nichols tonight at Lori's Roadhouse. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We're still friends for a couple of weeks until regular season starts. And then, you know, we hate that Cardinals fan right there.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love good baseball. So hopefully both teams will be good this year.
We'll see you tonight, right, Joe.
I'll see you guys. Thank y'all.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from the Lifeline Animal Project, a pit bull named Miss Peaches, and the founder of Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy. Now, here's what happened. Last year, Lifeline Animal Project rescued a pit bull, Miss Peaches, from a horrible situation. It was all about hoarding and breeding and neglect. It's one of those deals. They got her out and then put it online and Dave Portnoy, the guy that founded Barstool Sports, saw this story and said, I want to rescue that dog. So
oh, that's great.
Dave adopted Miss Peaches. But he didn't stop there because he thought it would be a great thing to do to raise money for the Lifeline Animal Project. So they began making merchandise, T-shirts, hats, all kinds of things with Adopt, Don't Shop, all this apparel featuring Mrs. Peach's likeness on it. And then it was released through Barstool Sports. Here recently, that all came to fruition because Dave Portnoy was able to donate to Lifeline Animal Project, thanks to Miss Peaches and all that stuff, $277,000.
Whoa!
Yes, and it's going to go to help all these animals in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Just a wonderful thing. They say you can't even imagine how much good we're going to be able to do with over a quarter of $1 million.
Build a few facilities, oh, feed dogs for years.
Yes.
This is good. Oh, wow.
And continue to do what they do. And it's all because Dave Portnoy saw Mrs. Peach's story there, decided to adopt Don't Shop, and that apparel brought in $277,000. Amazing.
I love when he does that one slice pizza challenge, mm-hmm, and goes around. I bet Peaches gets a lot of pizza crust.
Probably so. Maybe even a few slices for herself, and Lord knows she deserves it after this. Thank you, Dave Portnoy and Miss, yeah, Peaches, for stepping up in the good vibes today.
B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got Denny from Coleraine, who has got, as he says, three grandagers. What in the world are grandagers?
Grandkids that are teenagers.
Okay. Right. Well, that's a great word. I like that. All right, Denny, bring that dad joke for us.
What do you call a pig in a little red wagon?
I don't know. What do you call a pig in a little red wagon? Very good. Denny, you always deliver, man, and tell your grandagers we all said hey, okay?
Will do. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Another B105 Country Club member, and today from Cincinnati, it is Amber Johnson. How you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. And I see that you spend your days listening to B105 probably with your earbuds because you're a, yes, house cleaner?
Yes.
So are you like vacuuming, listening to B105, wipe, you know, dusting, doing all kinds of stuff?
Yep, I'm the duster and the vacuum. So, yes, making beds and all that, all the good stuff.
Oh, that's cool. I see in your entry you love pickles.
Oh, yes.
Who makes the best pickle?
Kaiser.
Oh, okay, you like the snap.
I like the dill pickle, like the, yes.
I'm a pickle person, too.
So you're in these people's houses cleaning them up. Are they home when you're doing it?
Some are, some are not.
So when they're not home, are you opening up the fridge to see if they got any pickles in there?
No, I don't feel comfortable doing that. So no.
Because you know what? Even though you know in a million years they never do this, you're like, oh, what if they're counting them?
You just never know.
Yeah. That could be the crazy thing that happens.
Yeah, they might have a nanny cam or something. There's cameras everywhere these, yeah, days. So what's the, yeah, biggest mess you've ever had to clean up?
Let's see. College dorms.
Oh, my God.
I've been in my daughter's college dorm. I don't envy you at all.
You're a saint.
It's nasty. Let me just say that. It's nasty.
I tell you, here's my idea. They should just, before they move in, and we might do this next semester, is put down just a big thing of plastic on the floor. And then at, yes, the end of the year, you just pick that up and tie it up and throw it away.
Like a picnic.
Yes.
Yeah, like a picnic, yeah. Well, Amber, you've been listening for over 20 years to B105, and it is now time to get you officially into the country club, so you're going to get your jersey. The only thing left to do is get you your favorite song on, so what do you want to hear?
I would love to hear Need a Favor by Jelly Roll.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you just trying to get us to play the song so you could tap the track and win tickets to see Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is like a bonus tap because anytime between now and 11:59 Sunday night, tap that track anytime you hear a Jelly Roll song on the B105 app, get in the running to win tickets to see him October 12th at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. Let's tap. Woo. Let's have a good one. Welcome to the club, Amber.
Yay.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.